This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Betch Slab.
Welcome back to Betch Slab.
Yeah, welcome. Or if you're a new listener, I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And I feel like we're just like still hungover from last week,
yeah.
Like emotionally hungover.
Yeah.
So last time we were here, we were all like hopeful and shit.
Now I feel like I've been through a breakup.
Yeah.
And like, I don't understand.
A lot of people have said that. I had an Uber driver say that to me as well.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very somber the next day.
That's really
and
funny.
And the day after. And I'm still feeling a little somber.
But yeah,
we're here to keep things light
because totally.
You could just check your Facebook feed if you want to like stress yourself out.
So. Yeah, if you want to like, yeah,
that's, Facebook is really stressful right now.
You know what I noticed? Like Facebook, comparing Facebook to Instagram is like a whole, it's two different worlds. Like Facebook is just like angry, like people yelling at each other. And Instagram is like, look at me in my new bag.
Yeah,
so I prefer to take Instagram right now.
I think it's important to remember that however bad of a week you think we've had, Hillary Clinton is doing much worse than you.
Oh my God.
That's true. No, she was like hiking and shit. That
yeah,
cute.
That was
she
for
looked
sure.
Like she was like,
I feel like she
happy.
Goes out to hike for 10 minutes and she comes back, locks herself in a room and like throws everything.
No,
like,
she
around.
Just starts like, beating herself
she, like,
with a belt
into a pillow.
Oh, hills.
I feel like she's gonna take up like gun shooting. What's that called? Like,
shooting
in
gun
general?
shooting.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like Bill Clinton like comforting her, being like there?
I can't.
No one is comforting her.
But I think like give it 4 years, she's gonna be like the NRA's number one spokesperson.
Do you think she's self-medicating?
I don't know. Maybe with like
definitely. If I were her, I'd be like super relieved. Oh my God. Like imagine you're like, what is she like 70 something? Now she just gets to spend like the rest of her life like chilling. Like she did.
Well, I don't know about that. I really don't know.
That's the difference between us and her.
We'd be like, yes.
No, I really don't think so. I think she's gonna come back.
There's no cabinet members, there's no like having the public just talk shit about you over and over and over again. Now she could just like disappear into oblivion.
She can rehabilitate her image.
Or to Chappaqua.
She can become like a grandma meme. Like it's like she can just really
no she's gonna come back, you guys. Like she's gonna come back.
She can't help herself.
Even the Donald says she's a fighter and just keeps crawling right back.
She really can't help herself.
She's gonna do it.
She just wants to do her best for women and children everywhere.
But the only thing that really I mean, besides like the obvious that upset everyone, I think the most upsetting thing was like this lack of like, is this whole female disempowerment? Like we just thought like that SNL skit where like the first woman's gonna be president, and now we're like, fuck.
Yeah, no.
Like, there's an empty sort of,
I mean, yeah, like the day after, the morning after when we went to that meeting, and we just felt like we were stuck in a meeting for like 4 hours, and all we wanted to do.
It was like a time warp.
It was in New Jersey. We had a drive.
Fucking Jersey.
Wow. And I thought I had a bad week. You guys went to New Jersey?
Yeah, it was rough.
No, but it was the morning after the election.
Talk about the cherry.
A four-hour meeting. We were just feeling like all hope is lost.
It was gloomy.
Out.
Like we were driving into Jersey and like the smells kept like getting stronger.
It just felt like Hunger Games. Like, what will happen?
What district are we?
The one I think that, we're the definitely one that the best first. District.
The best district?
Yeah.
Yeah, New York is like the best
New York
district.
Is, no, the best district is based on New York. But yeah, no, I mean, this female thing is
this
really
thing about like females.
The thing about
like,
business, yeah.
I think we'll still be allowed to work in the workforce, probably.
One would hope.
Oh, no.
We'll see.
Yeah, but we, you know, it'll still be shitty conditions.
So, I mean, but since we have like a voice, we decided that we're going to, with a partner, going to start this new kind of...
This new campaign.
It's not a new campaign. It's a continuing campaign. So like, so the future is still female, which I think is like an important message. Not to get all very serious. I just broke the whole microphone.
Anyway,
so we'll continue that for you.
She actually broke the microphone.
Yes.
It's a little
despite that,
Jordana
women can
did this
still
last
succeed
time.
things in comedy, even though she can't.
Work her microphone.
Exactly.
Okay. So, I mean, I think before the election, a lot of people were using the hashtag the future is female. And we really want to continue that. We basically are partnering with a new brand. It's a British brand. It's called
Soap
and
Glory. It's
new in the
US. It's been around a while in
the UK.
We figured
we partner with somebody who else is feeling our pain, you know, Brexit and shit.
Yeah.
So, it's really...
Here's what we're doing. We're using the hashtag, the future is still female, still in all caps. And basically what you do is you take an Instagram with a friend, one of your besties, obviously.
Or like a stuffed animal if you don't have any friends.
Yeah, that is important.
Or your mom if you don't have any friends.
Yeah, it could be your mom.
Your dad.
Any woman. No, it has to be a woman.
Your dentist.
It has to be a woman. That's the whole point.
My dentist is female.
Well, it could be. Your dentist is still female.
We're confusing everybody.
Okay.
You make a W with your fingers. Basically, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, they can't see it.
If you look at our Instagram at Betches,
two of the best fingers on the hand, as previously discussed, the pointer finger and the thumb.
Yes, and if they were Donald Trump's fingers, it'd be so very small.
So that's our first. That's the first. Like that's the yeah. first initiative, just to get the word out.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's going to be a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
So
stay tuned.
If you want to, in the meantime, try out Soap and Glory's products. They are in Duane Reade, and I actually really like their body butter. It is amazing.
I'm into the lip plumper, sexy mother.
It tingles and shit.
Sexy mother pucker. That's right.
I know it's working.
That's awesome.
Right. No, I love the tingle.
So yeah, that's like
Hashtag the future is still female.
Double yeah.
In lighter news, Rob Kardashian, who we've been talking about this whole election because of his tweets, he's been the second most exciting thing to happen in 2016. The return of Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
Just had a baby with Blac Chyna, and the baby's name is Dream Kardashian.
No, the baby is named Dream Renee Kardashian.
Isn't Renee like her middle name also?
I just think it's so fucking funny because Renee is like a normal person's name and Dream is no one's name.
I just think it's a stripper name. Like, no, like, Dream. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but Dream Kardashian, I'm sure, there's already a stripper out there named Dream Kardashian.
It sounds like it is a stripper.
Dream already. Is, like, I feel like one of the top five, like, stripper names, no?
I have no clue.
You just made that up entirely. Yeah,
that was, I mean, I don't have, like a
then
database.
You make up facts all the time, and that, I just called you out.
Oh, obviously.
I really appreciate it. I happen to know that I've done a survey monkey. I sent it out to all the major strip clubs.
You know what's funny about that is that, like, when she said that, I was just like,
Yeah, definitely.
She's totally right. She must have, like...
Oh, no. Like, 90% of the things I say are facts that I've made up.
You know what I was just so surprised about is that they didn't even, like... Nobody paid them to release their baby photo. They did it right away, which is really unlike them. Like, they...
No, I don't think it's unlike Rob. It's unlike Chris or, like...
Yeah,
or
but
like
Chris,
him.
Who owns Rob? Chris.
Well, maybe he's rebelling.
No, I think that nobody wanted to pay them because of, like... It happened during the election.
Do you know what would have been...
Is what I think... That's
you think? They should have named the baby Donald Trump Kardashian. Donna Trump Kardashian.
Oh my Donna god. Hump. Wait, there should be like a character, like a Donna Trump. Let's pitch it to South Park. Let's come back to this.
But yeah, does anybody give a shit? I feel like that's no.
It was so it was such a bad PR move for Blac Chyna to give birth during this election.
Such a good PR move. Like Chris really was just also beating herself in the back with a belt, I'm sure. But
honestly, no. You know what? Maybe they just like don't they should just fade into the background. Like it's enough.
No. Rob wants his day in the sun.
He does. I don't think he does.
He sort of sounds like Bill from
I think having a day in the sun is only gonna be dangerous. Okay. Anyway. So, are you guys excited to go to LA today?
Later yes. Tonight? No, because they did not pack and we're leaving in like 2 hours.
Yeah, but
so
we
that's
are
gonna
still
be
excited.
Mad hectic. Yeah,
I'm not really excited.
So, we're really excited to go to LA later, minus the pack for that we did not pack because
we're not excited for the plane.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Good movies and shit.
Let's stay on topic.
So, yeah, so we're partnering with Just Fab, so we're going there for our launch party for like this amazing partnership that we have with this company called Just Fab, which I'm sure you've seen on TV, their commercials, blah blah blah. They have amazing shoes and clothes, and we are releasing collections every single month of our favorite shit. And so we're going there. It's gonna be so fun.
If you don't have the jogger pants, you have not lived.
Seriously, I have it in all colors. But follow us on Snapchat, the_Betches. We're gonna be like covering everything that we're doing, like clowning around town. It's gonna be really fun.
We'll probably put some stuff on Instagram too, but you should follow us on Snapchat.
Yeah, but Snap is like behind the scenes. It's fun.
Snapchat's BTS. where the real moments happen.
Yeah.
So that should be their slogan.
So yeah, so now that we've plugged enough shit, I broke the microphone again.
All right. You're on hiatas. I'm gonna read a Dear Betch.
Okay.
We gotta,
let's read Dear
Betch.
Let's
move this
along.
Let's help
back.
Some more people who have issues, you know. This
yeah, let's
week.
Help
it's a
other
tough
issues.
Week. Let's talk about some other stupid shit. Ready?
Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. Dear Betches, first off, I love your podcast and would totally sleep with the 16-year-old, not the 85-year-old. The thought of old wrinkly balls scares me, possibly more so than going to jail for sleeping with a 16-year-old. Referencing episode 6 here. Thank you.
Yeah, so last week we had that was our like really week? Yeah, it was a really intense would you rather.
Oh, no, that was like
I think it was a couple weeks ago.
Whatever.
Regardless, thanks for listening. I haven't read your email yet, so I don't know if you're totally normal, but let's see. Okay, here's my issue. I recently went to France for work with a coworker who I didn't really know prior to this trip. We work at the same company, but in different departments, so I don't usually have much interaction with him. Anyway, I was kind of dreading traveling with the guy I didn't know because I had heard through the grapevine that he doesn't drink and is vegan. Not to be judgmental, but I was totally judging him. I had prepared myself for him to be super lame and a total drag to be around, especially in a place where wine and cheese are basically food groups. Turns out he's actually really cool. We became pretty close while traveling and have continued to talk and hang out since we got home about a month ago. There is definitely a flirtatious vibe between us, and we literally talk all day, every day. Although no romantic lines have been crossed, probably because he has a girlfriend and actually seems like a good guy. Shocking.
They have so many twists.
They've been dating for 6 years, but since he moved for this job about a year ago, they now live 7 hours apart. He talks about her every now and then and has shared things about her that make me think he really loves her. What a loser. But at the same time, he also doesn't seem too concerned about how much we talk or hang out and has said things that make me question if they are going to last. So confusing. All I know is that if I were in his girlfriend's shoes, this friendship between us would not be okay with me. The problem is we're getting closer and closer by the day, and I think I might be developing more than friends feelings for
him. But he's vegan.
Right. I'm not sure if I should bring it up to him or just keep it PG and try to focus on having just a friendship with him. My fear is that bringing anything up would ruin our friendship altogether. What would you do? Sincerely, just friends? Okay, so the first part about the vegan thing was like totally unnecessary.
But it was great. It was good info. Yeah. You get to learn about him. He doesn't drink and is vegan.
So he's
Dear Betches in a row about a guy who doesn't drink. We see what our audience is concerned about.
Men, what is happening in the world?
So what do we do?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like
It's really hard to say because we don't understand if her, like, putting this friendship on a pedestal is really just in her head or is actually happening in real life. So if it's actually really happening in real life and he would agree, then maybe I would say something like in a very non-serious way. Right. But at the same time, I have this sneaking suspicion it's in her head.
She could be right. I think she might be building up in her head where it's like you talk all day, every day. Like, do you
guys
really talk
don't really
all day,
think
every
like
day?
That? Guys aren't really thinking.
Is
like
this
that.
Her coworker? I was like a little.
No, they're coworkers, but they work in different departments, so they don't see each other that much. So she could theoretically avoid him. It seems.
Well, I would like if he has a girlfriend, I would leave it alone.
Right?
For sure. Girlfriend.
You don't want to be responsible. For like, you know what I mean?
Breaking
like
up if he a breaks 7 year
girlfriend, he'll do it.
Yeah,
he'll do
exactly.
it because he wants to. And then like you can see, don't like. There's no reason to like hit on someone who you're not even sure likes you if they also have a girlfriend. Right. Like,
don't be homewreckers, girls.
Back off,
right? For sure, no.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, what do you want to do? He doesn't even drink, and he's like, or it doesn't eat meat.
Well,
like,
yeah, you can't eat meat or dairy. There's no pizza or like
or alcohol.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck
is there to even do?
Yeah.
Well, they seem to really like each other.
We have a drinking problem. What do you do with a guy who doesn't drink? Guys, write us. If you're dating a guy who does not drink, write us.
And you're like happy.
@slapped@betches.com and tell us what the fuck you do all day.
Yeah, like what do you do? Oh my God.
They like play games.
Does
like,
he smoke pot? Is that vegan?
My ex-boyfriend didn't drink, and we like went to the diner a lot.
Wow. So what year was this?
High school.
Oh, right.
So it wasn't that big of a deal.
That sounds like a blast.
Right, well, it's different.
Yeah, it was a good time at the time.
Well, the diner doesn't seem like an option for this guy either.
We just hung out at Central Perk drinking coffee.
It's coffee vegan.
And friends, they're never really that drunk.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. And friends, they don't drink really.
They do sometimes. Monica drinks.
No, they don't drink.
And she's like really embarrassed when her parents come over. And she's like really drunk in front of them.
Yeah, and Ross, like when we're on a break, he was drunk.
A shockingly wholesome show if you think about it.
It's honestly the best show on earth. Okay. There are no exceptions.
No plugs. This isn't a plug.
Okay. Yeah, this is Friends isn't advertising anymore.
Anyway.
So by the way, you're listening, just if you forgot who you're listening to the Betches podcast, Betch Slapped.
Email us at slapped@betches.com with any, yes, if you want your own advice or have any other comments that are positive or negative.
Thank you, Georgetta.
Hey guys, so today's episode is sponsored by Mack Weldon. They are a new menswear company with really comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, everything.
They're better than whatever you're wearing right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. So like,
or
if
whatever
you,
your boyfriend is wearing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so it's perfect if you want to buy a gift for your boyfriend, like get him some cute boxers, some t-shirts. Yeah. And the best part is that you get to pick it out. Yeah.
And the
so
boxers,
you get to control what he's wearing.
And they're antimicrobial, which means that like your boyfriend's underwear is going to smell like shit.
You can go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using our discount code, which is Betches, B-E-T-C-H-E-S, but you should know that by now.
And so, yeah, get your boyfriend a pair, and if he doesn't like it, you can keep it.
Good for presents for Christmas.
And don't forget, when you go on the website, use code Betches to get 20% off. Yay!
Okay, bye.
Okay, so let's go on to our next Dear Betch. Okay. Dear Betches, during my freshman year of college, I started casually hooking up with one of my friends from home, who also goes to the same school as me. Eventually, I got a boyfriend, so we obviously stopped hooking up. When my boyfriend and I broke up, my friend hit on me a couple of times, but I just wasn't interested in hooking up with him anymore. Now, 2 years later, he constantly texts me and Snapchats me, asking to hang out. I attempt to make it clear to him that I'm not interested by telling him I'm busy or would rather just be alone. This happened... This has happened 10 times plus in the last couple of months. I don't want to seem like a super bitch or ruin our friendship because when we go back home for a break, I do see him pretty often since we have the same friend circle. Is there a better way just to let him down without being a bitch, or should I just ghost him? Sincerely, a fellow bitch.
I think this relates to a larger problem of like how to reject someone who you're going to see often.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I think the question is like, what's the nicest way to tell someone you're not interested?
Wait, question.
When
does
you
she
have
a
see them
boyfriend?
Often? No, they broke up.
They broke up. Okay, right. I wasn't listening to my own reading.
Yeah, it's hard to listen and read
to
at
what,
the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you're concentrating on getting all the words right. as it goes with
it's like
reading.
We're back in second grade reading class. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I feel like the best thing to do is just to be like pretty straightforward about it and be like, I guess if there's a moment where you have to confront this issue and be like, look, like, I'm sorry. Like, I just don't feel that way. Like, I hope we can still be friends and that things don't have to be, like, weird.
Instead of ghosting someone, because then it gets, like, weird and the person doesn't have closure and it's, like, awkward.
Ghosting creates tension, especially if you have to see them again. Like, because then you know you did something sort of wrong to end this relationship. Instead, you just, like, pick up the phone when he calls and be like, hey, like, either talk over fucking coffee or just be like, listen, like, I think let's just be friends. I'm not really like interested. I don't really want to go back to the past. I know it was like fun, but I'm really just trying to look forward.
Right. I also think she'll feel better like with her own actions if she does that, as opposed to just ghost, where she'll constantly be feeling like the pressure like, of like, I have to ignore again.
You think ghosting is easier, but it's actually much more difficult than being like, I just am not feeling
it. Like, because you're trying to figure out like what's harder, like in, like ghosting someone or just actually confronting someone. And in the moment, confronting gives you more anxiety.
But
like in the in the long run, ghosting is actually way worse in terms of the anxiety it gives you. We would know.
Right. Cause then you like have to like, the text is there. Do I just like push it away?
And then it enters your mind at like the worst times.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
So
don't ghost.
Don't ghost.
Confront
people. I feel like you look like you sound like you're younger, this girl. So like,
a great life ahead of you. Just get rid of it.
Yeah, you're going to figure out sooner or later that it's way easier just to talk to someone instead of ignoring them.
And they, like, usually respect you a lot more.
I don't know. When you're younger, nobody,
maybe
like, not really.
Yeah, it's like your ego's too sensitive. And they might be like, fuck you. What do you mean you don't like me?
And if he doesn't respect her more, like, okay, then she has a great reason to not answer him, and
now she has a great reason that she, like, did not continue hooking up with him.
He's, like, the awkward, aggressive one, and you're, like, the mature person.
Right.
So
confronting. You're so mature.
It's so easy to be mature also when you don't give a shit about the person.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right?
Of course.
I agree.
Otherwise, it's not a test of maturity.
Good point. Excellent point.
Plus one for Samantha. Oh, we haven't done that in a while. Defending, like, fun arguments. What is that called?
Verbal smackdown.
Yeah, verbal smackdown.
Should we do that?
We didn't come up with any today.
Or should we do the ones we came up with?
Well, let's start with the ones we came up with,
and
then
back
in my head, I'll think of a.
Yeah, let's think. Okay, I like. Let's play. Obviously, Shoot, fuck, marry. You wrote kill, fuck, marry. It's shoot.
Sorry. I know last week we had this debate, so I didn't want to.
One of the more important debates of 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do, I'll read it. Hot actor over 50, spesh. Okay, I'm giving them to you. George Clooney. Oh, these are like pretty easy. Brad Pitt and Rob Lowe.
I definitely have sex with Rob Lowe.
Same.
He's just like,
he would like be screaming his own name the whole time.
Who cares?
Marry George Clooney.
Do you see his roast?
You're gonna kill Brad Pitt. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
he's really hot still.
Marry George Clooney.
Yeah,
what he's is like wrong with you? He's like 95. He's like Sean Connery 2.0.
He's like a man of
Brad
the world.
Pitt is the only one, is like the only one who's actually on the market. So okay, maybe we should all reconsider.
Brad Pitt.
Well,
I
this isn't a real game.
Marrying Brad Pitt. Have sex with.
Why do you want to marry Brad Pitt so badly? Like, he's in the middle of being sued.
She didn't say raise your. She didn't say raise your children with Brad Pitt. She just said marry.
I just want to marry him. I just want to be legally bound to him.
Would you marry Brad Pitt if you had to like adopt all of his kids?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
why not?
You want all those kids?
I don't know. I'd like to.
He has the money. He's gonna like have a house for them.
You know what? I'd like to meet him first and see if we get along well.
I don't know. He's just so good in like Moneyball and like The Big Short, two of my faves. I just like love him.
If I enjoyed him enough, I could handle his kids.
Yeah.
What if? Would you marry Brad Pitt if he spoke to you in broken Italian? Like he did in Glorious Bastards?
Yes.
That was not Italian.
No, the best question.
Like, when he tries to pretend he speaks like child.
Oh, that was the best.
No. Yeah, that's what Irina Vader.
That was so funny.
That was really good.
But he only speaks to you like in
Italian.
Like,
that's what he said.
American, like in American butchered Italian.
Yes, I would definitely marry him. That would be so funny.
I want to go watch that.
Remember in high school, we would always ask everyone, like, would you marry Brad Pitt if he consistently poked you like every 5 seconds? Just like poke, poke, poke. Would you still want to marry him?
No.
I don't know.
And here we are, like 10 years later, still asking the same questions about Brad Pitt.
These are the important questions.
You know, I wouldn't want to be poked.
I could deal with a flick. I'd be like, get away. You can handle a poke.
A flick slightly.
Well, a flick is like kind of painful.
But what if you're getting flicked like?
What if it was a pinch? What if it was a pinch?
A pinch is even more painful than a flick.
I mean, I think.
What about a rug burn, like with your arm, like the Indian rug burn?
Okay, I think that like it'd be really
a belly buster.
Poke is also
an hourly belly buster.
What's a belly buster?
No, it's like weird.
What is it? Is it getting punched?
No, it's like you like. I don't even know how to describe it in, like, a weird way.
Okay,
like,
what is a belly buster? Tell me now.
Look on Urban Dictionary.
No, can't you just tell me? Everyone wants to know.
I'm going to tell you. I just, like, don't even know how to describe it because the sensation is, like, so weird.
Okay.
Oh, it's like when you put your mouth on somebody's belly button and go, like, make the, like...
The suction?
The fake fart sound.
Ew. Okay, what if you were just being continuously poked in the same spot? That would be really painful.
I wouldn't marry Brad Pitt in that scenario.
Either. I wouldn't marry anyone in that scenario.
Yeah, that sounds pretty miserable.
Yeah. Okay.
So wait, so what am I doing with Rob Lowe? Am I having sex with him or am I killing him?
I don't know.
I think I would kill him and I would marry and I'd have sex with George Clooney. Okay.
Really?
No offense.
Okay, your reasoning for not marrying George Clooney was that he's 75.
Old. Yeah, but I feel like he's probably... I don't know. Rob Lowe and the whole like teenage thing, really, I'm not into that. So,
but he is really hot.
Yeah. He's pretty hot.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I have another one, Kardashian, in the spirit of Rob, to congratulate Rob for his baby. Let's play with Rob.
He's listening at all.
Rob Kardashian. Wait, who is the other one that I had in mind? Okay. Rob Kardashian, Kanye, and Chris Humphries.
Ooh.
Rob, Chris.
That's really hard.
And. Chris Humphries, not Jenner.
Chris Humphries, not Jenner. and Kanye.
I would marry
Kanye.
Yeah, I would marry Kanye.
Fuck Chris and
Humphries, not Jenner.
And shoot Rob. I'm sorry.
No offense, Rob, even though we just this is to congratulate you for having a baby. We're gonna shoot you. Oh, that was a good one. Okay, so One more. Well, let's play one more. Would you rather? Like, because that's also my second favorite of the two games that we play.
Well, next week, we're going to play Verbal Smackdown.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah. Okay. Let's do a couple of them next time. It'll be fun. I don't want to be the mediator. okay.
We'll remember that.
What would you rather do? Have to say everything on your mind all the time or never be able to speak what's on your mind all the time?
Never be able to say
Never be able to speak.
Yeah, I guess. You can offend a lot of people.
Imagine if you had to say everything.
Yeah, that would be so awful. I have so much on my mind. It'd be like,
What Women Want.
It would be worse.
Like the movie What Women Want.
I know. Except for everyone,
yeah, but there was a positive ending in there.
Yeah, that...
Oh, he's like, sorry, ends. Helen Hunt, for stealing your job. She's like, it's okay. Like,
yeah, but you got me this apartment.
Oh, that was apartment. What she did. I mean,
he got her.
He didn't get her an apartment.
No, she had, got
she
her
bought
own
her own
apartment.
Yeah.
Female empowerment.
What women want. Yeah. That's terrible. Wait, female empowerment. He bought her an apartment. No, she bought it for herself. We just assume he bought it for her. What? She owns.
Well, the movie was in like
there's
the an early 2000s.
Woman who owns an apartment.
Wasn't it a big deal for
her? Did her father give it to her?
Wait, what was there was like this really funny scene about like running. You're running on the pavement.
Oh, I actually really liked that
Nike commercial.
The Nike
that was
great.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. I wish I
guys,
came
we should
up with
go,
that.
I hope they have
no games. Just
the street
sports.
Doesn't judge you.
Yeah.
The street just breathes with
guys,
you.
Guys, all right. I've had
the street
enough.
Always answers your texts.
No games.
So,
just
okay. So, don't forget to rate our podcast 5 stars, Avi. Like, don't rate it if you want to give us
5 stars and an amazing review.
And an amazing review. Yeah, so 5 stars. Tell your friends to subscribe. Sorry, I sounded all like creepy. Rate us. Tell your friend to subscribe. Not just your one friend. I meant to say that in a plural
you
sense.
Have a friend. Tell them to listen.
And don't forget to do The Future Is Still Female on your social, because that's soup's important right now. And yes, I said soups. So,
ladies,
okay.
Leave your man at home.
That's
okay.
So
bye, guys.
Feminist wave.
Totally.
Bye.
Bye.